We have many innovative technologies that are coming together on the farm, and the hope is we can take these technologies and gain the inputs we need to make our crops better at a lower cost. For example, we have weather stations that tell us not just the temperature and wind conditions, but the daily solar load and how much transpiration has occurred. We have sensors that monitor the moisture in the soil or even inside our plants, and they tell us if we need to irrigate. And we have devices that can monitor our wells and irrigation systems, checking for flow and leaks and other problems. This is our farm Internet of Things. All these smart devices that tell us what's going on around us. The problem is we have this vast Internet, but the devices don't talk between themselves. These devices are operating independently with no knowledge of each other's existence. All this data could be simplified, and a person could achieve so much more if our Internet of Things had a standard method of communicating. Here's a great example of an Internet of Things, your new pickup truck. In normal driving, the engine works at peak efficiency for fuel conservation. Throw a load on the back and it's working for power. Get on a slick road and the four-wheel drive engages, sending power to the wheels that have traction and braking on the wheels that don't. The computer monitors the driving conditions and your driving habits, and it adjusts accordingly. All these components work together and communicate to provide a safe and efficient trip. In an Internet of Things for farming, your weather station would work with your plant and soil sensors to tell not only what the current conditions are, but what they're likely to be and how it's going to affect the plants. It should know what the ideal conditions are and what to do to achieve them. The same Internet of Things would be in touch with your pumps and valves, making sure they're in working order, and if not, telling you. It's the next big step in agriculture technology. I'm Len Wilcox, that's the Western View for Magnet West.